Hey.
Porsha and Heidi are out, but let's check in with the rest of the crew and see what's going on. ATL, LA Chewy.
Hey, Sherry, what up, Mom? That is lots of breakups with no makeups in Hollywood, and we're going to be dishing all about it.
Yes, and honey, oh, you know, baby, Miss Kenya Moore got dissed, honey. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, she was disinvited, honey, on last night Real Housewives of Atlanta drama, baby. It was too many things.
Also, y'all, later on in the show, my Uncle Snoop Doggy, Dogg, along with other celebrity judges, chat with Andrew Freund about their new competition show, Go Big Show. But first, HK, what you got going on?
Hey, man, you know how it is in the new year, out with the older and with the new boo for some of our favorite celebrities now.
Hello.
Zoe Kravitz kicked it off for everybody in Hollywood by filing for divorce from her husband, Carl Glusman, after 18 months of marriage.
Oh, man, wow.
I'm sad but excited at the same time. The streets may have a chance. Now, listen, we don't know exactly why Zoe filed them papers on Carl, but we do know that she had some words from on IG, of course. She posted a pic in her IG stories of a drag queen tossing trash in a dumpster with the caption, "People, places, and things that no longer serve my greatest and highest good."
Oh, dang.
She also posted a couple of selfies and pictures of the moon. No word on what to make of that.
Be free, Zoe. I want to see her with somebody else anyway, preferably somebody black and somebody super fly that, like, compliments her, that treats her very well, where she can be completely happy, honey. Like,
for him to leave her in the streets, too, honey? No, ma'am. She did right with the first husband.
Also, y'all, friend to the show, Tyrese Gibson and his wife, Samantha, have called it quits. After 4 years of marriage, the couple both posted a farewell message to their Instagram pages saying they intend to co-parent their daughter together and remain the best of friends. What y'all think about this?
Because, like, she was so nice and, like, completely had his back on everything.
She did.
Because I was around, like, during some of them times where it was a little crazy, you know, in the world of Tyrese, but she always had a really dope demeanor and had his back 1,000%. Hopefully they could work it out before, like, the ink dries on them.
That's true, Ed Crack, but it's two sides to every story.
Yours, mine, and the truth, honey. Y'all know Tyrese probably stressed her, honey.
Samantha hung in there for a long time. I just picture Samantha sitting on the edge of the bed with Tyrese pacing back and forth for hours.
Talking about the rock.
I think when we get together with somebody, we don't think that we're going to be with them 24-7. And when you were somebody 24-7, that just little things start getting on your nerves that you might have been able to take for years.
I disagree with that because I love not having to do nothing and being stuck and glued up under where I need to be, honey.
And Brad, I don't know if everybody know what Judy look like. It'd be nice to be stuck up under Judy 24-7 too.
Alright, moving on, y'all. The fakery is real out here on these guys. By now, everyone knows that Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, or maybe we should start calling her by her real name, Hillary, isn't from Spain, y'all. She is from Boston. Now, she tried to clean up the escándalo, but maybe this all started because of her dad. Check this out. Someone dug up a blog from 2015 that Hillary, a.k.a. Hilaria's father, wrote about a chance encounter with a Spanish priest during the 1970s on a Madrid-bound train, where he learned about the Spanish culture and life and became fascinated for decades, even though he didn't have an ounce of Spanish blood in his veins.
She a white lady? Because I remember when I met her, like, she corrected me on how to say her name. It took me so long to pronounce Hilaria. Now it's Hillary.
Didn't you say, honey, that you did meet Miss Hillary, right? And she checked you on her Spanish pronunciation of her name. Hilaria. Now, you should go ahead on, baby, and checkmate her and checkmate that ass right now.
Oh, now, you know, Sherry, you're going to be good at this. I learned that, girl.
Come on, girl. Instead of going, hello, Hilaria, I can go, hello, Hillary. How are you?
What's up, heels? What's up? Okay.
What's up, heels?
All right, y'all. Now, we all know, y'all, that Porsha is out, honey. But we need to talk, y'all, baby, about the messiness that took place last night on Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey.
Brad, apparently,
Miss Kenya Moore was disinvited, bitch, from Porsha's event. So Porsha's sister, honey, Miss Lauren, she threw Porsha, Porsha Luther King, honey, a surprise party, honey. But at the last minute, baby, she decided that she didn't want Miss Kenya, honey, to be there because it was a no-drama zone. So you know, child, how that goes with Miss Kenya and her drama. Well, now, Miss Kenya was not pleased, honey, when she found out that she wasn't going to be attending, honey. So take a look.
I got some bad news. I little apprehensive about you coming.
Is she saying that she doesn't want me to come?
Well, she was saying, I wouldn't want to even chance ruining this night for Pete. Please don't bring Kenya.
Wow. Oh. But my thing was this, somebody should have paid for this girl hair and makeup because she did get her hair and makeup done, and they need to pay.
No. But she should have made sure she was invited. Now, if you pay attention, she's been the one that's talking a bunch of stuff and saying little slick stuff on the side. So I'm not mad at Lauren for not wanting no drama. It's a surprise to Portia.
Brad, but we know, honey, that Kenya haven't been too supportive of Portia's black movement, honey. But is it even okay to disinvite somebody? You don't just disinvite somebody from a party at the middle of the party.
She wasn't disinvited. She wasn't disinvited. She never got the phone call to get invited. Cynthia was inviting her as a friend.
You cannot go and say you think Portia's doing it for the cameras and expect to go to her surprise party for the same, it's the same party for her activism. I mean, that just don't make no sense.
She didn't mean it like that. She just was
saying. Well, y'all, moving on. New year, new James Corden. Y'all, in an emotional video, he posted about Weight Watchers into the Weight Watchers YouTube page. Mm. He opened up about his struggles with weight loss, and he announced that he would be embarking on a new journey to a healthy eating lifestyle and partnering up with Weight Watchers. Y'all, take a look.
On January 1st, I've told myself and anyone that would listen that this is it. This is the year. I'm going on a diet. I'm going to lose a load of weight. I'm fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy. And this is it. This is the year I'm doing it.
I can feel for anybody who's trying to lose weight. It's a very hard thing. It's a big mental thing, Brad. So the fact that he's getting with a company that for years is known for helping people to lose weight. My girl, Kim Whitley, one of my best friends, hell, she done lost 30 pounds on Weight Watchers. So.
And I think with him saying it publicly, it makes people kind of hold him at a higher standard because you've said this publicly now. Right. So if he happens to go to a place and he asks for extra this or extra that, they're gonna be like, nah, bro, we saw the video. Right. No extra meat for you.
Right. I'd be so mad if I went to one of my favorite restaurants and they're like, nah, Chewy, we saw the commercial for Weight Watchers. Like, yo, for real? You better give me that pizza.
No more bread. You cut off, bro.
I went to a Weight Watchers meeting one time and I brought in McDonald's. They told me to leave.
No. Like,
as they should. You was about to make them people relapse. All right, y'all, it's coming down to the wire for all of us here in Georgia. Now, January 5th is election day for the Senate runoff election. So if you didn't vote early, please make sure you get out there and vote. And if you had, remind all your family and friends. It's important. So let's make some big things happen, okay?
Yes.
Now next, Frank is joining us to take a look at the most anticipated movies of 2021. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
What up, Frank, baby? How you doing?
What's up, everybody? It's a new year, and I think we're all hopefully looking forward to going to the movie theater, maybe streaming the new movies right there on your couch.
Yes.
Well, Ranker has a list out right now of the most anticipated movies coming out this year. So let's take a look at a few. And after his epic rant, Tom Cruise, yeah, one of the most talked about is Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible 7, which is coming in at number 14.
Ooh.
Okay, not bad.
Definitely.
Can't wait. I love those movies.
Coming in at number 7, there's a new Suicide Squad movie starring Idris Elba and Miss Viola Davis.
Yeah.
All right.
I cannot see that movie fast enough.
And Thor, Love of Thunder, is coming in at number 3. Can't wait for that one, baby. Love the Marvel Universe. Let's go. Love Thor. All right.
All right. And y'all, I am salivating right now because the number one most anticipated movie for 2021 is John Wick Chapter 4.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, those movies are epic as hell.
But why do you guys think that most of the movies that are coming out that are anticipated are either superhero movies or, you know, sequels?
It's like a car pileup. It was all these shows and movies that were supposed to come out last year that got, like, put on hold indefinitely, you know, COVID restrictions and whatnot. So now, like, these studios need to make their money back by any means necessary, so they're running them all.
Well, I'm hoping for Spike Lee's movie, Jungle Fever, the sequel. I hope that come out, you know. I really would love
Jungle Fever, the sequel.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, in this day and age, it seems like technology is everywhere, but there's at least one star who's walking around without it, and that's Christopher Walken. Now, the 77-year-old actor explained this to Stephen Colbert, and he said, I don't have a cell phone or a computer. I think I'm right at a certain age where it just passed me by. And I never got involved in it because it would be strange to have any 10-year-old be much better at it than I am. Hopefully that was Christopher Walken.
That is an epic Christopher Walken. You're Christopher Walken. Your Christopher Walken is up there with Porsche's English accent. Like, it's, I don't know which is better.
That's more like Chris Walken. Now, Gary, you're a little bit of a neophyte, but you do know how to use a cell phone. Is there any tips that you would give out there to Christopher Walken if he wanted to get one?
I would just tell him to get a flip phone, honey. That's the best kind. Once you're through talking, you just close that girl up, and you don't have to worry about pushing no extra buttons, calling nobody back, or doing none of that, baby. Get you a flip phone, Christopher, honey, because that's what I'm going to do.
Like, for me, I missed the whole BlackBerry wave. When everybody had a BlackBerry and knew how to function with it, I was just happy, like, playing, like, you know, ringtones on my regular phone that wasn't a BlackBerry. Never knew how to use those.
I have a BlackBerry, and I love it. I still have mine. Look.
All right, y'all. We have something that I believe everyone could really use this New Year's. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I really like cooking made simple. And if I don't have to go to the grocery store, that's even better.
Now, you know me, honey. I don't even like being outside too long.
Well, Gary, you can save time and money this New Year with HelloFresh. It's not only 46% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, but you also get to skip the errands and order from the comfort of your pajamas.
Yeah, I know all about HelloFresh. Me and my family love the fact that they have so many different recipes. Love the variety every week.
And there's always something new to try, man. Check it out. HelloFresh offers 23-plus weekly recipes with all kinds of cuisines and ingredients. I just tried the Speedy Start Kitchen Tacos recipe the other day, and it was a big hit with the kids, and the recipe was super easy.
And it's great because you can customize it every single week, your order. It's so easy to change your delivery days or the food preferences. You can even skip a week if you have to.
All right, well, all you gotta do is go to HelloFresh.com/dish10 and use the code dish10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/dish10 and use code dish10 to give America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh, a try.
Now up next, Andrew Freund talks with Snoop Dogg, Rosario Dawson, and Jennifer Nettles about being part of a new extreme talent show called The Go Big Show. There's a lot more coming up. So keep it right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation and Happy New Year. Today on the show, I am chatting with Snoop Dogg, Rosario Dawson, and the cast of the new TBS competition show, Go Big Show. Guys, do you like how I do this wave? This is my signature wave.
I love it. I love the roll of the hand.
I tried.
Bert, I'll start with you. Describe this show in three words. Three.
Go Big Show. Overwhelming, exhilarating, and captivating.
What would you do for a $100,000 cash prize? What are the lengths that you would go to for $100,000?
Give me an option. I'll cut a finger off. I mean, I want something with no effort.
I'll tell you what I won't do.
I won't stop drinking. I'm not going to get a sleep apnea machine. These are the things I won't do.
$100,000 on the line. I would kiss Bert right on the lips.
I'll give you that $100,000, Cody.
Whoever wants to put it up. Just so you know,
I get a little handsy.
What is more nerve-wracking? Playing a Jedi and dealing with the fanboys from Mandalorian or judging this show?
Well, I am no Jedi, so there's that. True to the fanboys right there. That's a nerd one. And this show helped me to get out a lot of my enthusiasm, even about, you know, Mando, because we've had to keep really quiet about, you know, who won and like all the different kinds of aspects of the show. And so I just feel like I've been trained really well over the years from everyone from Kevin Smith to the Marvel shows or whatever, like just keep it inside, keep it contained, which is just really hard to do. So you just enjoy it in the moment, which is probably why I'm such a cartoon, because I'm always just like bubbling with excitement.
Jennifer, one of the things that blew my mind is when you and Rosario got on that swing with the strong man. You never really see the hosts or the judges participating on these kinds of shows.
Right. Oh my, okay, yeah. Well, first of all, being on the swing, Rosario and I together was a blast. And I mean, I can definitely say in my entire life, I have never done it before, okay? Like, it was a first, but I hope not a last.
What are your thoughts on snakes? Because by the looks of it, you don't like snakes.
Oh no, I don't. Me and reptiles don't agree. I don't like snakes, iguanas, lizards, nothing from the snake world. We don't agree. We just don't hang out together.
Now, you've been in this business now a few years. You've met a load of people. Who are some of the more interesting people that you've gotten to smoke with?
See, that's the part of the game I can't really say, because then it wouldn't be precious. But there are some icons and some goats and some legends that I've definitely, you know, had the pleasure of putting one in the air with. And, you know, one thing about that society, it's like, it's a secret society. And it's like, when you're in there, you know you're in there. So I'd like to welcome you in next time I see you, so I can put you in the dish. And that way you can go back on the nation and tell them, you know what? I blew with the dough.
Thank you, Snoop. I love the show. It made me smile, and it felt so good to be happy. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Spread the word. This nation, I'll be watching y'all. I'm watching y'all, too, every day. Get it in.
Thanks, man.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, there's one thing I don't play about, y'all, and that's my food. And it looks like Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't either. Gwen decided to call out her 14-year-old son, Moses, on Instagram because he tried to be sneaky and eat half of her food. Gwen shared a pic on her Insta with the caption, "Little dude in the back pretending he didn't eat half of my Carla Cafe LA Sando. OMG, that's not cool, Moses. That's not cool at all."
Gwyneth needs to learn a trick that my dad learned a long time ago when I was a kid.
What was that?
He would make Limburger cheese and Braunschweiger sandwiches.
Yeah.
You're like, ew. As a kid, it was like the worst stuff ever. But my dad, that's the only thing he could eat because nobody would eat it.
I hate when people do this. And me and my lady have an agreement. Like, I'll make myself something to eat. I'll go to the room. She'll have a taste and she'll say, like, oh my God, this is really good. Can you make me one? And now you're making me go to the kitchen and fix you one. I'll do it because I love you. But damn, as long as you're not going to touch any more of mine, we're good. So I'll make you one.
The reason why we eat your food, guys, is it just tastes better if it's yours. Like, I don't have to be hungry, but if it's my man's food, something about it just tastes gooder, and I like it. And I don't, even if you say to me, I'll go make you some, I don't want it. I want some of yours, because I want you. That's what it is.
But Sherry, do you feel Gwen's pain? Has Jeffrey ever done anything like this to you?
You know what, and this is the worst, when it's something that you've been salivating for, Chewy, you've been thinking about it. I made a pot of chitlins, okay? Chitlins take all day, because you cooking and it smells nasty all day.
That sounds amazing.
I came home with my hot sauce in my bag. I went to get my chitlins, and they were gone. He ate all of my chitlins. Do you know I almost put that boy out on the street? I was so mad.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.